So we'll go through some of the data sets we have on checkpoint inhibitors, but first let's talk about TKIs, and maybe you could sort of review what I thought was a pretty surprising data set that came out looking at regorafenib in patients with progression on sorafenib, you know, the so-called RESOURCE trial, the second-line study. I thought it was a pretty surprising, interesting data set. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you that I think the RESOURCE trial data really came as a surprise to a lot of the folks involved in drug development. Structurally speaking, regorafenib is very similar, you know, to sorafenib. You know, for that reason, a lot of people think that if you fail sorafenib, the chance for you to respond to this agent is probably on the modest side at best. If you look at the tolerability side effects profile of these two agents, they also share a very similar safety profile. So that's why, you know, when the study was designed, a lot of people really thought, you know, this trial perhaps will have a very high risk, you know, for failure. But nevertheless, you know, I think in the RESOURCE study, you know, this agent definitively demonstrated the improved overall survival. I think, you know, if you recall the study design, the investigators specifically looked for patients who could tolerate sorafenib but eventually progress. So in other words, they actually exclude the patient who cannot tolerate the sorafenib. And secondly, the study really stratified all the potential poor prognostic factors very, very well. They use, for the first time, 5 stratification variables. I think that secured the balance between the intervention arm and also the placebo arm. But, you know, even the data, I think, you know, is really looking very, very solid in the end, both in terms of the primary endpoint for overall survival, as well as the secondary endpoints for PFS and the response rate. They're all in favor of regorafenib.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the hazard rate, I always look at that, particularly in situations like this where the baseline is so poor. But I mean, the hazard rate for improvement of survival was 0.63. I mean, it's not bad.
Correct, not bad at all.
But yeah, considering that it's like one molecule, like a fluorine thing, or it's like almost identical. So I guess it really gets into what your vision is for why people progress on sorafenib and then respond to regorafenib.
I think there are some mechanistic difference that remains to be explored between these two drugs. I think the simple notion that these drugs work exactly identical, I think perhaps is an oversimplification. I think there are definitely mechanistic difference between these two agents. You know, unfortunately, both drugs are multi-targeted kinase inhibitors. There are perhaps a lot of targets that contribute to the efficacy of regorafenib that were still not quite clear. And for example, the contribution of Tie2 for regorafenib perhaps is relevant. The immune modulation perhaps is also very relevant for this agent. But I think the truth is that, you know, we still need to do a lot of mechanistic investigation to understand why regorafenib works well in patients who fail sorafenib.